It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The knuckleball. It's baseball's strangest pitch. It's also a metaphor for the life of all-star pitcher R.A. Dickey, who overcame child sexual abuse and years of frustration in the minor leagues to win the National League Cy Young Award, given annually to the league's best pitcher. Dickey has written a book about his experiences called Wherever I Wind Up, My Quest for Truth, Authenticity, and the Perfect Knuckleball. He joins us by phone from New York, where he pitched for the New York Mets last year. He now plays for the Toronto Blue Jays. What is the knuckleball, and what makes it such an unusual pitch?
Well, the knuckleball is a pitch that's thrown by a pitcher that, upon release, rotates about half of a revolution from the time that it leaves the pitcher's fingertips to the time it gets to the catcher's mitt. Now, that's a pitch that's very antithetical to what a conventional pitcher may throw, because the repertoire of pitches, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider, those are all pitches thrown to impart a certain type of spin on the baseball to be able to manipulate the break. A knuckleball, you take the spin off, you subtract spin so that the climate, the wind current, the seams fighting against the air pressure create a very chaotic movement, and it's tough for the hitter to track.
You're the only man in baseball who currently throws the knuckleball. Why aren't more big league pitchers throwing knuckleballs?
Well, I think in a word, it's pretty hard. It's hard to be able to do it consistently. And a lot of teams don't really believe in it, I think. I think they're out there looking for the next guy who throws 100 miles an hour, not necessarily the guy who can take spin off of a baseball. So there's a lot of things kind of stacked against a knuckleballer, but at the same time, if you can harness the pitch and grow it, it can be an incredible weapon at the big league level.
You spent a long time in the minor leagues, and that's not an easy life, especially for a married man with children to feed. So what kept you chasing your dream all those years?
Well, I think hope kept me going. Hope that I could become a steady Major League Baseball player. Hope that I could achieve a dream that I had since I was very small. And, you know, I am not a self-made man by any stretch of the imagination. I've had people pour into me along the way that have helped me attain it.
In your book, Wherever I Wind Up, you share details of being sexually abused as a child. This was something that you kept secret for years, not even telling your wife. Why did you pick this point in your life to talk about this publicly?
Well, I had come to the end of myself, both as an athlete and really as a human being. I had been ashamed of my life in a lot of different ways, that being one of them, and I had developed a lot of toxic mechanisms to being able to deal with life. And as I started to be able to hold what's beautiful about life and hold what's hard about life, I began to take more risks in relationship. And part of those risks were telling my wife and family about my past and ultimately feeling called to write a book about it.
At the age of 38, when a lot of players have long since retired, you are enjoying the greatest success of your career. Are you surprised at the way things have turned out?
Surprised? Sure. I think there's a level of surprise there. I don't know if it's so outside of my purview that I feel like it's a dream. I certainly have envisioned myself having success at the big league level, whether it's pitching in the minor leagues or just running on the streets of Nashville in preparation for the season. I've always visualized myself in a place having success. So I'm not going to say that, you know, I need to pinch myself, but at the same time, I could have never scripted what's happened the last few years.
You're dedicating much of your life to helping others, including your work with a Christian charity in India. What can you tell us about your involvement with this effort?
Well, I think it speaks to my own narrative, but I'm supporting a charity in Mumbai, India, which is one of the largest hubs of sex trafficking and human slavery. And I got hooked up with a man named Tom Varghese, who's a member of the ministry, and I just felt very drawn to it because of my own past wounds. And I've been over to Mumbai, India with my daughters to just do relationship, open up a clinic. We opened a clinic for the girls who had been trafficked in a hopes that you can deliver a message that there is a way to live differently and hopefully ultimately be rescued out of that. It's a very dire situation, but at the same time, there's a lot of hope there too.
How did your faith, R.A., help you persevere in life?
Well, I think at the end of the day, I felt very responsible to the gifts that I had been given. I felt like I'd been given a lot of gifts as an athlete and wanted to suck the marrow out of whatever gifts those were. And part of that is really dedicating my life to trying to do that. You know, my faith also rescued me. It has been a faith that has not only been a second chance faith, but a third and fourth and fifth. I mean, I am the master of mistake making, and to have a faith where I know that I have a Savior who loves me and cares about me even in my darkest moments has really been a life saving.
When you won the National League Cy Young Award last year, you became the first knuckleball pitcher to do so. What did that mean to you?
Well, it meant that I had an opportunity to share it with a lot of people, I think. I think that's what meant the most to me, because for the longest time, I had no idea how to do relationship because of past sexual abuse and protecting myself from trusting people or risking relationship. And as I've gotten more of myself, I've really enjoyed doing relationship with people. And so this award has been something that I've been able to share with a lot of people, and that's made it incredibly fantastic for me.
How much longer do you see yourself pitching in the major leagues?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, I have a 3-year contract with the Toronto Blue Jays that I want to fulfill. From there, I don't know. I'm just trying to live the next 5 minutes well, whether it's with you here presently or on the field or with my kids or wife, and dedicate myself to the moment to the nth degree. And because I try to do that, I can't really tell you where this might end up. And truthfully, I'm okay with that.
All-star pitcher R.A. Dickey's book is Wherever I Wind Up, My Quest for Truth, Authenticity, and the Perfect Knuckleball. R.A. Dickey, thanks so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at esspgh@wesa.fm. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and this is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.